Chapter 60, The Valley of the Blue Unicorns. We began walking again. Before long, we reached the Valley of the Blue Unicorns. I saw a horse with blue fur and a silver horn on his forehead. "It's a unicorn," I squeaked excitedly. "Hello, my name is Quicksilver," he said. "Have you come to save the Queen of the Fairies? If so, you must hurry. Cackle, the Queen of the Witches, is on her way." Scribblehopper sighed. "Sir Geronimo, I don't think I can hop another step," he said with a yawn. The others nodded in agreement. Quicksilver seemed to understand. With a nod of his head, he summoned the other unicorns who lived in the valley. "We take you there. Get on our backs," he said. Each member of the Order of the Fairy Queen climbed up on a unicorn. The unicorns had such wonderful names. There was Blue Arrow, Swift Wind, Golden Hoof, Bushy Tail, Wings of Breeze, Fine Horn, Fluffy Cloud, and Magical Mane. I climbed onto Quicksilver and we took off. We crossed through the pretty shaped plain. Then we headed through the Flowery Mountain. I felt like I was in the middle of the world's biggest flower shop. Next, the House of the Sun and the Moon. Near the House of the Sun and the Moon, we spotted another beautiful sight. Flocks of nightingales soared overhead. Just then, I saw a white horse flying in the sky. It was Pegasus. Do you know who he is? He is the horse with wings. I was still watching the horse when I noticed something else in the sky. It was a mysterious green fog. It filled the air. I wondered what it could be, but there was no time to think about it. We had reached the sweet-smelling woods. I thanked Quicksilver, then I hopped off his back. The unicorn. According to legend, a unicorn is a horse with a long silver horn in the front of his head. It can only be trained by damsels with a pure heart. The unicorn's horn is said to be able to neutralize poisons and heal wounds.